Witness for Leo Frank is found in Chicago. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 30th of March, 1914, page 3, column 1. Attorneys for defense will not divulge name or character of his testimony. That a witness material to the defense of Leo M. Frank has been located in the suburbs of Chicago is the substance of a statement made Sunday to an Associated Press correspondent by attorney Herbert J. Haas of the Frank defense. According to dispatches, Mr. Haas refused to divulge the name of the new witness or the character of the testimony, which is to be expected from him. Attorneys of the Frank defense here also refused to discuss the Chicago angle of the case. C.E. Sears, head of the Atlanta branch of the Burns Detective Agency, said he is not expecting the return of William J. Burns Monday. Mr. Sears said he has received no intimation as to when the famous detective will return. In the absence of Burns, the probe of the Fagan case is continuing under the direction of Dan Lahan, of New Orleans, head of the Southern Division of the agency. Mr. Lahan says several new points in the case have been developed since he took charge of the investigation, and these points will immediately be called to the attention of Burns on his return to the city. Lahan continues to express satisfaction at the manner in which the investigation is proceeding. Page 5, Column 1. Emil Selig, Frank's father-in-law, dies. Funeral services to be conducted by Rabbi Marks, Tuesday morning. Emil Selig, father-in-law of Leo M. Frank, died at 5 o'clock Monday morning at the residence of his daughter, Mrs. C. F. Ersenbach, in the Washington Apartments, 52 Washington Terrace. His death was unexpected. For several months he had been in failing health, according to members of the family, but had never been confined to his bed. Saturday he was up and about, and appeared to be better. An illness from which he had suffered intermittently for some time seized him again Sunday, however, and he passed away within a few hours. Mr. Selig was 65 years old. He was born in Germany, but had lived here for many years, one of the most prominent and beloved of his people. The body was removed to Greenberg and Bonds Chapel, where funeral services will take place at 10 Tuesday morning, Rabbi David Honors Marks officiating. Interment will be at Oakland Cemetery. Following are the pallbearers: Joe Gershon, Julius Simon, Charlie May, Ike Haas, Joe Fold, Herman Fox, Herman Summers, Meyer Marcus. Mr. Selig is survived by his wife, 3 daughters, Mrs. Alex Marcus, Mrs. C.F. Ersenbach, and Mrs. Leo M. Frank, 2 brothers, S.S. Selig of Atlanta, and Joseph Selig of New York, and 1 sister, Mrs. Alice Jacobus. The friends of Mr. and Mrs. Emil Selig, Mr. and Mrs. Alex Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Charles F. Upchurch, Mr. and Mrs. Leo Frank, Mr. S.S. Selig and family, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Selig and family of New York, Mrs. Alice Jacobus and family, and Mrs. Regina Cohen and family are invited to attend the funeral. Page 16, Column 7. Notices. Funeral notices. Pierce. The friends of Mrs. G.W. Pierce, Mrs. May, Almedo, Sarah and Christine Pierce, Mr. Avery and Alton Pierce, Mrs. S.J. Gardner, Mrs. B.H. Gardner of Jonesboro, Gay, Mr. Charlie Gardner, and Mr. Will Gardner of Birmingham, Alabama, are invited to attend the funeral of Mrs. G.W. Pierce tomorrow, Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 o'clock from the Chapel of Barclay and Brandon Company, 246 Ivy Street. Interment at Westview Cemetery. The gentlemen requested to act as pallbearers will assemble at the chapel at 2:15 o'clock. Martin. The friends of Mr. and Mrs. J.B. Martin, Mr. and Mrs. D.B. Grist, Mr. and Mrs. J.H. Casey, Mr. and Mrs. Hiram Casey, Mrs. M.M. Wells, Mr. and Mrs. J. Casey, Mr. and Mrs. C. M. Grist, are invited to attend the funeral of Mr. J. B. Martin tomorrow, Tuesday, afternoon at 2:30 o'clock from the Payne Memorial Church, interment at Casey's Cemetery. The following named gentlemen will act as pallbearers and meet at Barclay and Brandon's Chapel at 1:30 o'clock: Mr. Charles B. Rosser, Jr., Mr. Amaziah Parks, Mr. Charles H. Barnes, Mr. John J. Woodside, Mr. R. S. Jenkins, Mr. Noah H. Culpepper. Selig. The friends of Mr. and Mrs. Emil Selig, Mr. and Mrs. Alex Marcus, Mr. and Mrs. Chaz F. Ersenbach, Mr. and Mrs. Leo Frank, Mr. S. S. Selig and family, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Selig and family, New York, Mrs. Alice Jacobus and family, and Mrs. Regina Cohen and family are invited to attend the funeral of Mr. Emil Selig Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock from the Chapel of Greenberg and Bond Company, Dr. David Marks officiating. Interment, Oakland. The following pallbearers are requested to meet at the chapel at 9:45 a.m.: Mr. Joe Gershon, Mr. Julius Simon, Mr. Charlie May, Mr. Ike Haas, Mr. Joe Fold, Mr. Herman Summers, Mr. Herman Fox, and Mr. Meyer Marcus. Dogan. Mrs. Essie Dogan, colored, died Saturday morning, March 28th, at 10:15 o'clock. She was a loving wife and a devoted mother. She leaves to mourn her death, her husband and two little sons, her mother and father, one sister, two brothers, and a host of friends. She was a devoted member of Liberty Baptist Church and also a member of the Daughters of Bethel Church. The funeral will be conducted at Liberty Church Monday night at 9 o'clock. Her remains will then be taken to Greenville, SC, her birthplace, for interment. She left a beautiful testimonial,